Right, I'm with Caroline Walters, who's just talked at Whole Education, the conference. Caroline, can you tell us a resume of some of the things you've said today?
Well, what I was really trying to talk about was what's the future nature of the world in which business is going to take place, and what does that mean for the kind of skills that we need for the future?
And you said a few sort of frightening things. I mean, can you sort of remind us, for people out there who didn't get to the conference but are listening to the audio, a few things about sort of younger people and the world we're going to live in the next few years?
Yeah, I think it's an absolutely amazing world. It's changing quicker than we can even imagine. So, you know, there are facts that we wouldn't even have thought about. If you took the top 25% of the most intelligent people in China and transferred every job in North America, China will still have a massive labour surplus. This is how big their economy is. And also, they are soon to be the country that will produce the greatest number of English speakers. And that's the sort of world that we are competing with. We also have the impact of technology for the first time ever really reaching down. And so 31% of 0 to 3-year-olds are internet users. 1.4 million school-aged young people have their own web pages. They're content providers before they even reach the world of work. It's a very different and fast-changing world.
So what do you think the implications are for education and for business?
For education, I think the real implication is that we have to stop seeing education as the giving of knowledge. We have to see it as the development of people, of producing people who are mentally resilient, who can cope with ambiguity, who know how to listen to different perspectives, can work with different people, who can communicate on a global level, and who, out of every other skill that they have, they must have the ability to constantly learn. For business, it means we need much more educated populations to access our products and services, because the truth is we probably won't even produce products in the future. What we'll sell is capability, and the products will be co-developed and co-owned with the users.
And that sort of got me thinking as well, that perhaps I've been looking at sort of the sort of trends that were coming out of today, and it does seem like sort of decentralized communities who have their own empowerment in terms of growing what they need in terms of their own localities, but also being global, seems to be part of what's out there.
Absolutely. BT as a technology business has been used to open sourcing of technology, where everybody works on something. You don't reinvent the wheel, you just keep building on top of it. What we're talking about for the future is open source communities and societies where everybody contributes. We don't repeat, because we're really well, good communicators, really well engaged with each other, and we just keep building bigger and better.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.